Enduro Racing came here with a plan, and I guess the plan is you being team leader was to get you in a good position until we hit some proper climbs, and that seems to be going to plan, I guess.
Yeah, we had a couple of, wasn't the only plan. You know, we had Russ was kind of our designated sprinter for the week, even though we've probably got four fast guys here. You know, Russ is a guy who we were looking after, and that sort of, you know, if I could stay up there as well during the lead outs and stay out of trouble and just finish on the same time, that was a goal. And you know, we've got five stages in, haven't lost any time except for the time bonuses. So yeah, it's all gone to plan so far.
I say the team's been really strong and really working well together, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the start of the year, you know, maybe not so much, and it started to get better. And I think as people gel, and things, we've got 16 guys, and you don't always ride together. We just had a training camp together, and I think, you know, the last few races I've done, definitely ridden really professionally, and this race has been good. We've always taken a place, you know, towards the front of the peloton, and just not got shoved about, you know, and just at times even dictated the race to the bigger teams, and yeah, it's been really good to see.
I'm gonna say Enduro now are one of the respected teams, not just in the UK but on the continent, really, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, and you know, we've definitely earned that. You know, lots of riders have had the wins have been spread out amongst, you know, lots of different guys, and just how we've ridden. I remember when I was laid off for a bit watching the final on of a stage of Tour of Norway, and how the guys took it up there at the finish, you know, coming past Sky and that, and kind of stuff like that just sets the tone, really.
But I mean, you are destined for other things next year, I guess, bigger and better, bigger races, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait, you know, just to get a chance to ride the bigger races. And I mean, already this year I've ridden races bigger than you know, I ever have before. Last year the Tour of Britain was the biggest thing I'd ever done, and it probably still is, but we've done other races of that calibre as well, you know, throughout the season. We started off with that, and that was another thing. It just sort of, you know, got us off to a good start, and incredibly the momentum hasn't really you know, sort of died out, really. It's just kept going until now, the end of the season.
Like I say, you had a great start to the season. You had a slight dodgy patch in the middle with the crash at Lincoln, but now you're coming back, and I'm guessing this race you want to sort of like show what you're made of again.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't ideal. Sort of, it all started, I think, back in April or the very end of March, and I got a bit sick, and then, you know, I was just coming back from that, and went a bit overboard at an altitude camp, and was a bit tired, and then I was just coming back to form.